This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Israel is preparing ground troops along the Gaza border Thursday, and Hamas launched rocket barrages at southern Israel as the fiercest hostilities in years dragged on with no end in sight. Sirens blared in Tel Aviv overnight, and the sound of rockets being shot down by Israel's Iron Dome system filled the sky, sending thousands of Israelis to shelters. By dawn Thursday, Israel had renewed its airstrikes on the Palestinian coastal enclave, destroying a six-story residential building in the middle of Gaza City. As world powers reiterate calls for calm, a wave of violence between Jewish Israelis and the country's Arab minority has continued to spread in several Israeli cities, with attacks on synagogues and Arab-Jewish fighting in the streets. Faced with a growing gas shortage, a dozen states ranging from Florida to Virginia declared a state of emergency, heightening the sense of panic among consumers who flocked to gas stations bearing fuel cans and other containers to fill up. A ransomware attack Friday on Colonial Pipeline forced the company to shut down its entire network, causing panic and hampering supply in the eastern part of the United States. Taiwan started a rotational electricity blackout across the island Thursday after an outage at a coal-fired power plant in the south of the island. The government says it does not have enough electricity capacity in its grid after an outage at a power plant in a southern port city. The Central News Agency says several cities across the island have reported blackouts. For more on these or any stories of the day, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. India's most populous state will spend up to $1.36 billion to buy COVID-19 shots and held early talks this week with companies such as Pfizer and the local partner of the maker of Russia's Sputnik V, a state official said Thursday. The move by Uttar Pradesh's home to more people than Brazil comes as many Indian states curtail vaccinations due to severe shortages during a record surge in coronavirus infections. India recorded more than 4,000 deaths for a second straight day as its health system fails to cope. Nearby in Nepal, five people suffocated in a hospital after oxygen ran out this week, just the latest victims of a vicious COVID surge that risks devastating the impoverished country and its ill-equipped healthcare system. Daily new cases have risen 60-fold since April 1st, and nearly 1,000 people have died in the past 10 days, according to official figures, which, as in neighboring India, are seen as underreporting the scale of the virus. The mountainous country of almost 30 million people is now seeing severe cases flooding hospitals as oxygen cylinders empty faster than they can be refilled, and almost half of those tested return positive. The CDC has signed off on giving Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to children as young as 12. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The FDA cleared the vaccine for adolescents earlier this week, and it was already being used in places like suburban Atlanta.
You're about to get your first vaccine. You're going to get your life back to normal really soon. Do that.
Where middle schooler Meredith Rogers was among those getting the shot.
It just felt like a flu shot.
But much of the nation was waiting for the CDC's independent advisors to make their recommendations, and they say the vaccine will safely protect kids between 12 and 15. The CDC itself quickly accepted the recommendation. President Biden calls vaccinating adolescents a giant step toward normalcy.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Well, it's growing brighter and brighter.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Bitcoin recovered about half of its losses Thursday, just one day after plunging 17%, when Tesla boss Elon Musk said his company would stop accepting the digital tokens as payments for its cars. It had dropped from its lowest price since March 1st in just under 2 hours following Musk's tweet mentioning concerns about the environmental impact of Bitcoin, the world's largest cryptocurrency. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.